So I knew zero about spiritual gifts, their function, what they were for. I didn't even know they exist. So let's look at some, let's lay some things out here tonight. It'll be okay. If you would go ahead and go to verse 8 in that same chapter, and we'll read that, and then we will verse 8. Just to the next verse, we just finished verse 7. Notice that verse 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? Every man. To who? Every man to do what? What is profit? Anybody know what that means? To make you better, increase you, make you better. And so we are talking about what? Spiritual thing. And it starts out at the very top, at the very first verse of that chapter, brethren, I would not have you what? Ignorant of spiritual gifts. So he said, for to one, notice he's not to all, but to one is given what? The spirit of wisdom, by the spirit, the word of wisdom, right? To another, word of knowledge. By what spirit? Keep going. To another, faith by what spirit? To another, gifts of healing by the same spirit. And it go on and says what? To another, what? Working of miracles. And to another, prophecy. To another, what? Discerning of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, in verse 11, but what all these that we just read, all these workers, that one and how many? Self-same spirit dividing to how many? Every man severally as he Holy Ghost will. He Holy Spirit, because they belong to him. Dad taught us gifts of the Spirit. It's not like you can put a pocket knife in your pocket. And you know, if you got a pocket knife in your pocket, you can just pull it out anytime you get ready. It's as he will. So this is what helped me. And this will help us to pray, because God wants us to go deeper in prayer. A lot of time we get in the shallow water and we just want to stay there because we're in the water. But actually it's out in the deep water. Amen. Notice word of wisdom. This is what helped me. The word of wisdom is the highest one, because it talks about the future event. But here's the way they list it. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirit. They are called revelation gifts. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. And I will go back. I'm going to do just a real quick statement on them, but we'll go back and look at them in scripture later on. But I want to talk about prophecy tonight, so I can't spend any time there. Word of wisdom, revelation, future. Word of knowledge, present, past. Discerning of spirits, see spirits, good and bad, period. All right, the next group is called another faith, right? Then working of miracles, right? Then what? gifts of healing. They're called power gifts. Faith is when you, I'll say it like this and we'll come back later. I gotta move. Just want to give you a statement here. Faith, the gift of faith is when you come to the end of your faith and you can't believe anymore. The gift of faith takes over and you can believe whatever needs to be believed for and it happens. Working of miracles. If Philip went down to the city of Samaria and worked miracles. Working of miracles is by the Spirit. Work miracles, just like I said. Gifts of healing, just when that gift is in manifestation, the most time the person whose hands are being laid on, or however they receive through the gifts of healing, they don't do anything but receive. They don't have any faith. They don't have their faith in operation. That's why they are, if you don't find out what happened, you'll lose it. Because it happened through the gift of healing. They're called power gifts. All right? The next group is prophecy, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. And they are called vocal gifts, inspiration gifts. They have to do with speaking, vocal. All right, so listen to this. Listen to this statement. I want to make this statement. Let me see where I want to start it. Okay. Let me read this, and then I'll come back to go ahead and put up and hold it for me. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. Now we go ahead and read it. 1 Corinthians 1, 4. Now notice that it says, is given to every man to profit with it, right? All right, watch this. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given to you by Jesus Christ. Notice, you remember when I talked about grace? Grace did everything. Okay. See, grace fixed it. We have everything. This is why God sent the Holy Spirit, so he could show us everything, teach us all things, so we can walk in the fullness of what he's given. Grace has done it. And most of the time, we're prone to say, God bless you. No, he's already have blessed me. We'll say, I'm trying to get my healing on God's part. We already healed. I'm going to the doctor to see if he agree with me that I'm going to get a good report. No, I got a good report. I don't need the doctor to tell me something. Thank God for what they do, but I'm talking about walking in spiritual things. Are y'all with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
And so once we understand this and we begin to move up to this level, then we can operate there. But as long as we are talking like that, I'm waiting for some man. I don't need no man to give me a good report. I got it from my God, my Father.